You're listening to SBS News.
Monash University's Fight Food Waste Cooperative Research Centre says in Victoria alone, more than $5.4 billion worth of food is dumped annually. The Australian government estimates food waste costs the Australian economy about $20 billion a year, with around 4 million tonnes of food ending up as landfill. The chief executive of the Fight Food Waste Cooperative Research Centre, Dr. Steve Lappage, says food waste is now a major global issue.
Currently, 1 billion people in the developed world waste 56%, and 6 billion people in the developing world lose 44%, obviously at very different parts of the supply chain there. Together, it's a $1 trillion US problem. To give you another stat, one third of the world's food is wasted, and it's enough to feed the US population 10 times over every year. It is a really alarming figure, and something that we really can do something about.
The research centre is using an approach known as biomass valorisation to help extract components such as oils and proteins from food waste like coffee grounds and pineapple skin. Those components in turn are used to create products such as health supplements, oils and cosmetics. Fresh produce disposed of for failing to meet supermarkets' cosmetic standards could also be used. Associate Professor Victoria Haritos is a chemical engineer with the Department of Engineering at Monash, working in biomass valorisation. Dr. Haritos says while there are detailed figures on the domestic waste that ends up in landfill, the situation involving farm waste remains unclear. She says she believes that is a major source of waste that could be repurposed.
It might be tomato waste. A lot of tomatoes are wasted every year. So if we look at the tomato, we say, what is it made of? Okay, there's a lot of water there, but what's not water is complex carbohydrates. Well, if you break up complex carbohydrates, you get glucose. So it's a sugar. Sugars are used now widely in the food industry, but they can also be used to feed organisms to make the product like a lipid. If we come back to that tomato, it will also have some small amounts of powerful compounds that are antioxidants, colourings and flavourings.
Researchers from Monash University are collaborating with researchers in India as well as industry partners in Australia to develop the technology. Graham Pearson is a technical manager with Axio, a company that collaborates with Monash. He says the big supermarkets are moving away from palm oil-based products and looking for products with more sustainable ingredients. The company takes the wax extracted from rice husk waste and converts it into ingredients used in the cosmetic industry, such as moisturisers. Mr. Pearson says the company has had a good experience collaborating with the academic sector.
There are huge advantages in collaborating with the universities because it takes the commercial acumen from the business, but also the academic knowledge that's within the university, bringing those together to get the roadmap so that the two line up and get a good result.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.